Barbaro, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby and then broke his leg, is still recovering from the latest setback, a diseased hoof. As he does, a huge community of fans watches virtually bedside online. NPR's Luke Burbank set out to find out who these people are and why they care so much about a horse.
I came across this story more or less by accident. It was a Friday morning, and I was reading the sports blog Deadspin when I saw a link to a video on YouTube. I clicked on it and was instantly mesmerized. I need you, my heart's on fire. The music, Simply the Best by Tina Turner. The images, a photo montage of Barbaro. That's right, the racehorse that got hurt during last year's Preakness. You're simply the best. The video was just one of maybe 50 Barbaro tributes on YouTube. They all followed pretty much the same pattern. Cheesy music, Enya, Bryan Adams, Michael Bolton. Underneath, a bunch of zooms in and out of stock photos of the horse.
We're a hero's welcome. We'll be waiting for me with a cry.
I googled Barbaro tribute and ended up at a Barbaro message board set up by the University of Pennsylvania's New Bolton Center, where he's been recovering. There were hundreds of messages just from that day, all addressed to the horse.
You gorgeous Barbaro, we are praying for your continued recovery. We know you'll remain undefeated if you listen to what Dr. Dean tells you. Mercy Toronto, 54, Tampa, Florida.
Mercy Toronto is quick to point out that she's not a kook or a shut-in. She's the office manager of an accounting firm in Tampa. She's a grandmother of two. Basically, she says she's a totally normal person outside of her obsession with Barbaro.
I try to do Barbaro in my spare time. Unfortunately, he's become a habit, you know, almost like crack. It sounds like... He is very addictive, but in a good way.
There are two main websites where Toronto hangs out. A place called Tim Woolley Racing, which has become a sort of unofficial clearinghouse for Barbaro updates. And then the website of the New Bolton Center.
I get up and I go check on Barbaro. Then before I go home, you know, I'll check again. And then when I get home, before I go to bed, I check on Barbaro again. I can go night-night, and that's it. And I'm happy, knowing that the horse is happy.
The first day that Barbaro came to us, I received more than 4,000 emails before my account shut down.
Gail Luciani is director of communications at New Bolton. She says people call and email her all the time trying to get messages through to the horse or his doctors. After that first day, when her email was melted down, the hospital set up a message board for people to talk to Barbaro. And message they have, a couple of hundred posts every day, all of them written to the horse, says Luciani.
People understand that Barbaro can't read, but that certainly the staff can, and they want to give any type of encouragement that they can to the faculty and staff at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, I have sent several messages.
Gail Lorenzen is a legal secretary from Ohio. She posts on a few of the Barbaro websites. She says she started out writing to Barbaro's owners.
And then I'd read other people's messages, and it seemed like most everyone was addressing their message to the horse.
So she started doing it too. Lorenzen says she knows it may seem a little silly to people on the outside, but she wants to make sure that Roy and Gretchen Jackson, who own Barbaro, realize just how much she appreciates what they're doing.
We know the horse doesn't talk. Come on. We know that he doesn't see any of that. He even got a wedding invitation.
That's Mercy Toronto of Tampa, Florida, who we started out with. Like a beloved pet, or maybe more recently, Lady Diana, Barbaro has come to embody all sorts of things to all kinds of people, things he's certainly not even conscious of. One woman I talked to who'd gone through a family tragedy said following Barbaro helped her get her faith back. Another woman said it may have saved her marriage. Through the Barbaro community, Mary Toronto found out about an injured trainer, a man she's been working to raise money and even a new house for, something she says she never would have done otherwise.
So in essence, Barbaro is making you a better person.
Definitely, most definitely. And I'll take it. I don't care what it is. If I feel that I'm doing a good job for somebody, I don't care if a horse inspired me to do so. I'm grateful that I've got the opportunity, and I'm thankful.
As good a reason as any to crank up the Tina Turner. Luke Burbank, NPR News. You're simply the best.